Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Soup and Science. My name is Martin Grant. I'm the Dean of the Faculty of Science. We have this is our ninth edition of Soup and Science. We have it at the beginning of each term so people can get some idea of the opportunities for undergraduates to do research at McGill University in science. We have five professors a day, roughly, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and different professors every day, who will speak for no more than exactly 3 minutes, which makes it a bit of a competition. It makes it kind of fun. It gives an opportunity to see what's being done on campus, and it's copied from something that's done in a fair number of the departments. At McGill, we are hiring at a huge pace since about 2001, 2002, of about 100 professors a year. And in my faculty, science, most of the professors are now new professors hired since then. And we hire people so quickly, we start to lose track of who everybody was. And so what departments have were kind of icebreakers or mixers, where profs would get up and say what they have in common, which might be any number of things, but is at least their interest in science. So you'd have people come up and talk briefly about what they do, and then they'd have cookies and crackers or something, and be able to have some opportunity to meet each other and get to know each other. So it seemed like a good idea, so we copied it in the faculty and open it up so the undergraduates get some opportunity of finding out what's being done across the faculty of science. Science is done in practically all the faculties at McGill, but there's only one faculty of science. So typically, not so much today now that I look around, but typically we've had these soup and science events, people from other faculties who are scientists, because if there's only one champion, I guess, for science on campus, and that would be the faculty of science. I've asked today Morten Mendelsohn to come along. Morten is the deputy provost and also in charge of student life, which is in charge of student life and learning. And he'll say a few words after I finish rambling on. I might mention that both Morten and I are actually scientists. I'm a theoretical physicist, and Morten is a psychologist interested in awareness of body shape and friendships and peer relationships. And that's common throughout the university. We have academics in roles of administration, as well as in research, as well in our teaching mission. Let me tell you who's speaking today, and then I'll stop talking for a while. So first we have Lawrence Mizak from Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, then Wayne Pollard from Geography, Derek Roos from Computer Science, Tom Schultz from Psychology, and Claire de Mazincourt from Redpath Museum. With that, forgot this one. I'm sort of the straight man for these things. I mentioned to people yesterday. There are other people who actually do the work that's involved here, and I just kind of appear and claim credit. And the person I would urge you to speak to afterwards to see what's going on administratively is the tallest man in the room, Victor Chisholm, who's the undergraduate research officer. And he is the tallest guy in the room, and that's been the case for the last 5 years. So the other people who've done the work to make this happen are Catherine Peterson, Kelly Cornford, Alba Farrell, and Carol Kleingrib, and our volunteers in the Science Undergraduate Society. Just a few things about how we do it. So we'll do this thing, blah, 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 and then we'll have skill testing questions, which will be fielded by me and Morten, and we will have a prize, not a BSc, but a T-shirt for answering questions correctly. Then afterwards, everyone will go out to lunch here. And I'd ask the profs to sort of jump the queue and just get their food and hang out close to the staircase. And please go up and talk to the profs, because people really enjoy being talked to about what they do. And don't be shy about it at all. They look forward to it a great deal. And with that, I'd like to briefly pass the baton to Morten to tell us a little bit about the Office of Student Life and Learning. Morten.
Thank you very much. Grant, and welcome everyone to this presentation. One of my jobs as Deputy Provost of Student Life and Learning is advancing the recommendations of the Principal's Task Force on Student Life and Learning. And in some respects, in some areas, that is trying to get the rest of the university up to the standards of the Faculty of Science. There's one particular area in which that is very, very true. One of the advantages of undergraduates studying at a research-intensive university is the opportunity to be taught by professors who are actually advancing science. They're not teaching from a textbook, they're teaching from their experiences. And one of the goals in a student, research-intensive university that is student-centered is to try to get undergraduates involved in science, engaged in science both in the classroom and outside the classroom, either in volunteer experiences or in outside learning experiences such as this. The Faculty of Science is really at the forefront at McGill in making this happen. So those of you who are in the Faculty of Science, consider yourself lucky and take advantage of the opportunities that are open to you. Those of you that aren't in the Faculty of Science, go back to your faculties and make sure that you have at least the experiences that are available to students in the Faculty of Science. So I'm sure we're going to... I'm more interested in hearing what the scientists have to say than hearing an administrator talk, so I'm going to pass the baton back.
Thanks a lot, Mark.